007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Well, now, let's talk Oscars firstly. Oh, I haven't spoken to you since the nominations came out a couple of days ago.
Fairly predictable to some degree.
A few surprises, though.
Yeah, there was. And I suppose that's the thing you'll always concentrate on, those that weren't nominated. I mean, congratulations, first off, to the Irish nominees, Fassbender and U2.
Indeed.
And unfortunately, The Short, The Missing Scarf didn't make the final list. But, yeah, the movies that and people that didn't make the list. Tom Hanks, I was surprised.
I was very surprised. I really liked him in Captain Phillips. I was very surprised
about that. Two big movies, you know, and two big performances and didn't make it. Oprah, I felt, should have been nominated for The Butler. It was a very, very good performance
in
that film. She was really, really strong, and I really thought after the Golden Globe snub that she would at least get an Oscar.
And I suppose The Butler generally wasn't particularly recognised.
It was quite a surprise because it was a front runner for a long time and it just disappeared. There was no nominations for its director or any of its cast for Whittaker as well. So that was quite a surprise. Just some other ones, I mean, if you look at the director category, Paul Greengrass, I suppose, should have been within a shout for Captain Phillips as well. Woody Allen ignored, along with the movie Blue Jasmine for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm. He's in for Best Screenplay though, right?
He is. And then,
of course, Cate Blanchett is nominated.
That's right.
And
has
a good chance, I think.
I think so. And I think if you look at the likes of documentary feature, Blackfish, Stories We Tell, these were two movies that we thought might make the list. And then a surprising one for Pixar. Monsters University did get nominated. And that's only, I think, the second time since they've had a movie out that they've not made a nominations list. So March 2nd is the event itself, and we'll wait till then.
Then.
Yes, we can do our predictions then.
We will indeed. Okay, but that's big news this week. Now, big news just in the last few hours, and that was the premiere of the Irish film Frank at the Sundance Film Festival.
That's right. There seems to be quite a lot of buzz on Twitter about it. There's been a lot of people talking about it. They did a very curious thing at the premiere. They had these Frank masks for everybody in the auditorium.
This is the mask that Michael Fassbender wears.
That he wears in it. So there's a great shot, and I'll retweet it for people to see it, is that you can see everybody wearing these masks in the cinema, but the reaction is good to it. A bizarre film, a lot are saying, but thoroughly enjoyable.
Lenny Abrahamson
probably
directing,
will divide audiences, but some people absolutely love it. I know.
Yeah. Now, big news just broke too from Paramount.
Well, they've decided that they're not going to release film anymore. Not films.
Yes. Now, what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, it means that. I mean, you'd have the traditional route where reels would be sent to cinemas where they would be projected. Well, they've decided no more. They're not going to print on celluloid anymore, and everything's going to be digital. I mean, we knew this was happening. Kodak,
but they're the first to do it.
They're the first to do it, and so no longer films heading to the cinemas. It's a change time.
Now, another premiere with an Irish interest, and that is Noble.
Yes, it's going to have its world premiere at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival, which takes place at the end of January. It's based on a true story. It's the film, of course, that follows the courageous Christina Noble, who overcomes her difficulties of childhood in Ireland to discover her destiny on the streets of Saigon. There's a good cast involved in this. Deirdre O'Kane, Brendan Coyle, Liam Cunningham, Ruth Negus, Sarah Green. It was filmed in Vietnam and the UK, and it's directed by and written by Stephen Bradley, who's going to go on to a film with Cillian Murphy after this, based on his own screenplay called The Unknown Soldier. But the festival takes place January 30th to February 9th, and that will see the premiere, and then later in the year we'll see
Great. Now, some director news for us. Darren Aronofsky?
Yes, he has dropped out of plans to direct a spy thriller called Red Sparrow at 20th Century Fox. He had been in negotiations to direct it since August, but he's decided to move on. He does, of course, have that biblical tale Noah.
Yeah, I saw the trailer the other day, actually.
I know, it looks like a big movie.
I can't decide what to make of it from the trailer. It's just going to be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah, I did see Russell Crowe commenting on it, saying that he'd seen an early cut of it and that it was amazing. But he is going to say that,
of course,
isn't he?
Of course he is.
It's a out in March. But yeah, he's left this one behind. And we've had another director leave a project as well, and that is Oliver Stone, who's announced that he's not now going to direct and write a biopic about Martin Luther King.
Right.
It was reported in Variety that DreamWorks and Warner Brothers were in early talks with him to direct it with Jamie Foxx to star in the movie, but it seems that he has decided now to bow out of it. Steven Spielberg was one of the producers on that project, and you know, Stone, considering his track record, would you think he'd be a good fit for a project like that? So we'll wait and see. I'd say the movie's going ahead, but with a different director.
Okay, some TV news for us.
Well, do you remember this series from the 1980s, Highway to Heaven?
I do, with Michael Landon of Little House on the Prairie fame. Yeah.
Well, you know, I suppose you have it in your memory, but they're going to remake it. A&E, the network.
That's
in
an
the
interesting
States.
Choice.
It is, yeah. I mean, it was it was about an angel who was sent down. He was on probation and he was given assignments to help troubled souls. I think they see it as a format that could work.
It's sort of Sunday evening TV,
TV. Yeah. One of the showrunners of Hell on Wheels, and then the likes of executive producers Mark Wahlberg and Stephen Levinson of Boardwalk Empire fame acting as executive producers.
Well, that bodes well.
On it. It does. So I'd say we're going to see this. I mean, it's from the same network that's brought us Bates Motel and Those Who Kill as well.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah, there we go. We're going to see Highway to Heaven back
on the
screens.
Okay, another TV story for us.
Yeah, this is, you probably thought you saw the end of it, but Toy Story, no, they're going to keep doing little specials. Anyway, ABC in the States have commissioned a holiday special, Christmas one, called Toy Story, the That Time Forgot. And they have got back some of the original cast, Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, they're all in there. So, I mean, it's going to have a little bit of gravitas, but you're going to see a small little TV made version of Toy Story.
We can never get enough of
Toy
Story.
There'll be another film soon enough.
Now listen, we know Irish audiences just love going to the cinema. Our box office numbers are usually very healthy, but China's really going for it.
We hear about it as an expanding market, and a lot of the American studios are looking at it and looking at their films that are in production for there. They added an astonishing 5,000 new cinema screens
last year.
That's
extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, they just keep building them. And you know, they've got, you know, a massive thing. They say that there's a 32% increase in cinema going as well. But I mean, imagine adding 5,000 new screens.
That's amazing.
In just a year. And I'd say that's going to continue, because I believe they haven't even got close to a ratio yet
That's
kind of matters.
Big business, isn't
the country.
It? It really is.
Big business. We shall watch it carefully, as they say.
Now, you have been following the story of Entourage hitting the big screen, so it's all systems go now, right?
It's all systems go. Yeah. It was a curious thing because, you know, you have a movie about movie making, and yet then you had contractual issues and it wasn't happening. So it's quite ironic. But they did start shooting on Thursday. This is the Entourage movie. They do have all the original cast back, but they've all been taking pictures and posting pictures from the set. Doug Ellen is the writer-director of it. But the movie is a go and all the cast are back and they are finally shooting. So Entourage is back on.
Fantastic. Now, I was delighted to hear news of this new course going, and if you're into your film scoring, you'll be interested in this.
This is a really good thing to think we'll have on our land. Pulse College, in partnership with DIT, Conservatory of Music and Drama, is launching Ireland's first MA in scoring for film and visual media. It's a one-year MA and it's going to give students an advanced education in scoring for film, television and video games, focusing on the art and craft of composing. So isn't that a nice
It's fantastic, and they've really good lineup of lecturers in that too. I was looking through it this week, so we'll keep an eye on that. And it's happening at the Windmill Lane Studios.
That's right. So anyone that's kind of interested in that, you know, check it out. It's a new course that's launching.
Great
to
see.
There'll be people wanting to do that.
Yes. Now, what trailer should we check out online, Gart?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to make comedies, isn't it?
And I could do with a comedy right now, I have to say. I've seen a lot of depressing movies this week.
I'm not sure this is the one. But I've decided to flag it because I suppose with Valentine's Day as another kind of benchmark for when certain types of movies are released, this is one of those movies. It's called Somebody Marry Barry, by three childhood friends who scheme to find a wife for their socially inappropriate pal Barry. I think it's probably going to do well. Check out the trailer and you'll see it's one of those multiplex movies. Somebody Marry Barry.
All
trailer
right.
Online.
New releases in our cinemas. The Wolf of Wall Street is the biggie. I saw it last night. That's what I was saying, depressing movies this week. It's overlong, which is what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
It's relentless, God. It just, with the, you know, the debauchery and the drug addiction and corruption, and it's just I don't know, I was quite depressed leaving it. There are some, you know, really humorous bits in it. Leonardo DiCaprio is fantastic in it. Jonah Hill is super, totally get their Oscar nominations, and indeed Leo's win at the Golden Globes. I don't know, we were talking about this earlier, about the likes of, you know, big directors not being told by the companies, you know what, this is too long. You need to do a little bit more editing here. Do you think it is that they're getting away with it?
I mean,
not being looked at and kept an eye on?
He's a genius filmmaker.
He's a genius, not disputing that.
A visualist that we've, you know, his editing is just sublime. He's got so much, but at that length of a movie, well over three hours, you know.
And I really felt in the cinema yesterday, people were getting restless in the last hour, they really were.
It's not a good time frame. You really need something to hold you over that
American
length.
Hustle was too long as well.
Absolutely. Okay. So, that if that's a slight downfall, because, you know, The Departed, I think, was a brilliant film and it was just about the right time. Maybe just 10 minutes, a bit too long. But, rein it back a little bit, you'd be kind of thinking, which is not something I'm going to say to Martin Scorsese. But, you know, the audiences are feeling it. But we have a clip which will demonstrate how good Leo and Jonah Hill
are. They're super in it. Here they are.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Is that your car on the lot?
Yeah.
Jag?
Yeah.
You make a lot of money?
Yeah, I do all right for myself.
I'm trying to put it together. Nice car. Mm-hmm. We live in the same building. I'm not understand how much money you make.
I don't know. 70,000 last month. I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I'm serious too. Seriously, how much money you make?
I told you. 70,000. Well, technically 72,000 last month.
You made 72 grand in 1 month.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you show me a pay stub for $72,000 on it, I quit my job right now and I work for you. Hey, Paulie, what's up? No, no, everything's fine. Hey, listen, I quit.
Yeah, that's Jonah Hill and Leonardo DiCaprio, both brilliant in the film. It has its flaws, and as we heard there, a little bit of nice music in the background. We'll be checking out the soundtrack very shortly. Gareth, what else have we?
Something very different. Devil's Due. After a mysterious lost night on their honeymoon, a newlywed couple find themselves dealing with an earlier than planned pregnancy. And of course, all is not what you think. Alison Miller stars in that one. So there you go.
Very good. Okay. What TV movie should we check out?
I think there's a movie people really like. They kind of responded to it very well. You've got the aforementioned Tom Hanks in it. And the late Michael Clarke Duncan. It is The Green Mile, directed by Frank Darabont, based on a Stephen King novel, and it's about the lives of guards on death row or affected by one of their prisoners. And this is a black man accused of a child murder, yet he has a mysterious gift. As I said, people like this movie. 9 p.m. it's on TV3 tonight.
Tonight at 9.
The Green Mile.
Great stuff. Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you.